Weiter in Shas, we are in Menachos Daf Chav Vav. Picking up at the top of the page about a Mishnah. Zakdei the Mishnah. We're going to be talking about now a Gemara that we actually saw early in Daf Test. It's actually referencing a Gemara which is in Psachim, as you see in the Mesoras Shas over here. Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Nonetheless, we have, what is this discussion? This is about a Machlokas when you have about the shirayim, which is normally left over to be eaten by the Kohanim. So the Gemara in Psachim says, we have this machlokas about the meat of a carbon that became tamei or got lost, whether the entire now thing is no good, and the dam that's thrown, where the blood is now, it's disqualified being thrown in the Mizbech. Yeshua says, im ein baser, ein dam. If there's no meat, there's no blood. And that is that the meat of the carbon came tummy or was lost, and the blood can't be put thrown on the Mizbech. But Yezid, though, he says that dam afal pi she'ein basar. There is dam, even though there is no basar. Interessant. There you go, and you do go and you throw it, even though the meat became tummy or lost. And this machlokas is going to be now discussed not only by carbonos, by an animal, but also by minachos. Nitmu shireh, nisafu shireh, of the shireh. I said the leftover of the mincha became tummy, got burned or got lost before the kometz was brought in the mizbeach. Kamidas Rabbi Eliezer Ksheira, according to that of Rabbi Eliezer, the blood can be thrown even if there is no meat. Right? That's what he said over there. Rabbi Eliezer says, dam afabish ein basar. O kamidas Rabbi Yeshua psul, it's going to be pasul, it's going to be no good. It says the Gemara, Amarav. V'hushenitmu koshireha. When is it that Rabbi Yeshua would say it's pasul, when the remainder becomes no good? It's only when all of the remaining stuff became tummy. But that means that if only, let's say, a part of its leftover became tummy, then this psul doesn't apply in such a case. Megamliel, no, there's no megamliel. Okay, now let's try to break it down. Kusakadaitach nitma in oved v'sar flow. We would have thought that means that only if the part of the stuff became tummy, did Rav say that even Yeshua is going to agree that it's going to be good. But if a part of it was lost or burnt, then it's not going to be good. My kasavar, what does Rav hold? He kasavar shiyu ram milsahi. If he holds that leftover part of the shirayim that didn't become tummy or lost, is something that it's considered chashuv, it's significant. Mattering the comets to be brought, even though the leftover isn't entirely there, then I feel other v'sarf nami. He should have said this then, even in the case where a part of it was lost or was burned. But let's say if Rav holds that the leftover part of the shirayim is not something which is significant, then right v'nitma maitaima, and the reason why Rav says that the comets can be brought, according to Yeshua, when a part of the stuff became tummy, v'nitma maitaima demiratze tzis, is because a tzis is going to be ratze. Ihachi, then kol shire hanami. Then I would say it. If that was the case, then I would say that the Rav should allow the comments to be brought, even if the entire leftover became tummy, because the tzis is miratze. And for the Gemara, Liolam Kasavah Shira Milsahi, really he holds that leftover is Milsa, is considered like it's something, it's considered Chashuv. V'nitma v'hua din la'avid v'sarif. And the Mashmas of Rav's din, which allows the comments to be brought in a situation, is which part of the remainder became tummy applies equally to a case where it was lost or it was burned. V'had the Gemara nitma, and the reason why it says Loshem nitma, Rishayu nakat, is just because Rav said the first part of the psul that's brought in the Mishnah. Kedetanya, let's back up this idea that Rabbi Yeshua does not passel the carbon when a part of it's still intact. Kedetanya, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kol zvachim shabatorah, shenishtayimim kezayis pasul, kezayis chelev, zorei kesadam, kechatzi zayis pasul, chatzi chayis chelev, ein azor zadam. So you see, if it's left over a zayis, then you do. If not, then you don't. Uba ola, in the case of carbonola, if you look chatzi zayis pasul, chatzi chayis chelev, even if all that's left over was chatzi zayis of each of these things, zorik zadam, you throw the dam, if they shakula kolo, because all of an ola is burned, and it's tired in this bech. Even though all of it is still there, still you don't throw the dam. Mincha mayavadita. Why does a mincha? What does a mincha have to do with the throwing of the dam? There's no dam over there. Amar Rav Papa minchas nesachim. It's talking minchas nesachim that comes along. Right, the minchas nesachim comes along with a carbon, with an animal, and it's coming to teach that if all the meat in the chela became pasul or was destroyed, and only the sachim is there, one can not throw the dam. Salkadaita, the Baisa now is thinking, right? You may have thought that Hoel had the Zevachkos, yeah? Kegufe de Zivcha Damya Kamash Malan, right? You would think that since the Nesachim are brought with the animal, the carbon, they're considered like the animal itself, and if they exist, the one can throw the dam, even the meat and the chelov are no longer there. Kamash Malan, it comes to teach you that's not the case. The blood cannot be thrown unless some of the meat of the chelov is still there. Minani Mili. So we see from this that according to Yeshua, it says that the dam can be thrown only if some of the meat exists. It is also okay if some of the chelev is there. Where do we know this from? Mina hani mili, says Rashi, the imlo nishtai basar ela chelev, zork is a dam. Rabbi Nachum Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, umatu ba mishum Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, some say that's who it was. Amakra, the pasuk says, v'hikter a chelev l'riach nechoach l'Hashem. The Kohen will throw the blood in the Mizbech, and he shall burn the chelev for a riach nechoach l'Hashem. Chelev yalfa pish ein basar. That's mashma. Now, if there's chelev there, then it's you have the zrika, even if there's no basar. V'yashkelon chei, v'ashkechon chelev. So we found that now we understand the chelev is good enough. Yoseris v'shtei kolos minon. How do we know that if you still have the yoseris, which is the diaphragm, and the shtei kolos, the two kidneys, is also enough in order to go into the zrika? The Ketani b'mincha afilu kula kayemas l'yizrok. Mincha u'da l'yizrok. Ha'yoseris v'shtei kolos b'yizrok. Minol, where do we know this from? Rabbi Yochanan didei amar l'reach nechoach. Kol she'tamar l'reach nechoach, which is mashma, anything you bring up in the mizbeach for a reach nechoach is going to be enough to justify the zrika. V'yizrok l'reach nechoach, v'yizrok l'reach nechoach, you have to write both of them. D'ikatz of a chelev, because of the Torah would have just written chelev, have a mean a chelev in yoseris v'shtei kolos lo. Then I would think that anything goes up the Mizbeach for Rech Nechoch is enough, even a Milchus Tesachim. Therefore, it says Chelev to tell you that it's got to be part of the animal stuff itself that you're going to bring Zvika. So according to Yeshua, if either the meat or the Emurim are still there, then the blood can be thrown. Give the Zvika.
We know about the mincha. What they do is they take all the ingredients of the mincha and you put it into the kli sharis before you go to the kamitza. Now, after the kometz is removed, it then placed into a second kli, and then your makdish more, and then the kometz is taking the second one, and then it's going burned. We bring it to the zrich, you burn it. So now we're talking about a case where a kli was not used for the kometz. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Shelo b'kli sharis pasul. The kometz of the mincha was not placed in the second one, right? Into the kli sharis, then it will be pasul. Rashi says shelo kidesh kometz b'kli sharis the betchila mincha vade lo pligi debay kli. Can remember Perek Shtei Alechem, who's on the scene of Tadi Zion. Shelo it's Rabbi Zu Minayin. Anyway, the Rebbe Shimon Machshir, Shimon says it's kosher. He burned his kometz on the Zbech two times. Right, he didn't go ahead and he didn't bring the entire kometz at one time. He split it into two. Then kshera, it is kasher. Sakti like Gemara. Our Rebbe Dabrei Rav Chia. My time with Rebbe Shimon. What's the reasoning of Rebbe Shimon? Our call the pasuk says Kodesh Kadoshim he kachatos v'kasham. The pasuk says by the mincha, it is Kodesh Kadoshim like the chatas and like the asham. Why are you comparing both things over here? It's coming to tell you that ba la'ovda biyad, if the kohen wants to go and bring the kometz by his hand rather than using a kli, ovda biyamin kechatas, he should bring it with his right hand like he would bring the chatas. Bikli, and if he wants to bring it in the kli, then ovda b'smol kashim, he should do it, he brings it even with his left hand like he would the asham. And for this, right, that's Rav Shimon Matir is the avodas of the mincha to be done without being makdish the komets in a klisharis, as long as the avodah is done with the right hand. For Rabbi Mary, Rabbi Yanni gives another explanation to Rabbi Shimon. Kivich comes to be klisharis. Once the kohen is done, the kamitza. What up, kamitza? For the klisharis, ma'aleu maktiru afilu b'minyano. He can bring up the komets and burn it on the mizbech, even with his minyana, even with his belt. Afilu b'mekida shel cheres, and even with a mekida, which is a kli cheres. Even in a kli charis fire pot. According to Rav Shimon, doesn't at all need it to be a kli charis, he doesn't need the right hand. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, a kol modem. Both Tanakam and Rav Shimon maskim, but komet shaton kiddush. Then when it comes to the komets, it needs to be mikudash. You got to originally do it in a kli charis. Right, the machlokas is talking about, machlokas is where, is after, the avodah comes afterwards, right, after they go ahead and the maximum kli charis, when you, if they were done without the use of a kli charis, Hanukkah says that the avodah of the komets need the use of a kli charis. So Rav Shimon says that the thing is only, you know, when you're back to shit. May save fract the Gemara Hector Chalam Mevarim Beitzim about the burning of the fats and the limbs of the wood. Shehelan Bain Biyad Bain Bekli, whether they're brought up on those back by hand or by Kli, Bain Biyad Bain Bismol, Ksher the Kusher. Hakomitz Vaktorias Valvana, in reference to these things, Shehelan Bain Biyad Bain Bekli, Bain Biyad Bain Bismol, Ksher, and they're going to be Kusher. Because the final part of this price clearly goes according to Rav Shimon, who allows the comments to be brought even without the klisharis. We say Rav Shimon didn't require the use of the right hand even when the klisharis is not used. Tif to Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Chia, this is knocks off. Rabbi Huda, Berei, de Rav Chia. So Zimar, no, Amalucha, Rabbi Huda, Berei, de Rav Chia. Let's study Ketani. The Bryce is teaching two separate things. Biyad biyamin. When it's done by hand, it's going to be done with the right hand. Bikli, bein biyamin, bein bismal. But if it's done with a kli, then yes, it can be done with either the right hand or the left hand. The Bryce says, therefore, works well with that of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chia. Says the Gemara, Toshima. Let's try to bring a rai from the following Bryce. Come to Shalom mikli shares. If, let's say, the coin, he did the kamitza, without the mincha being in a klisharis, for kitzur shalom a klisharis, or is makdish the komets without a klisharis, right? It wasn't placed in a klisharis after kamitza. You can't be talking about that it was without the klisharis in the first place because you need that. But something afterwards, the halo v'ktiru shalom a klisharis pasul. If let's say brought up and he burnt on the mizbech without using the klisharis, can be pasul. And those are Rabbi Shimon, Machshir, and Matan Kli. They go and they say that it's going to be muksha, it's going to be good. If the putting the komets in the kli, if that was done by, if that was done, Elizabeth Shimon Machshirin b'matan kli, he said it's good if you put it in the komets in the kli. Right, so the komets kli was done in a non mukudash kli. Right, which does not work well with that of Nachman Yitzchak, who says that according to Rav Shimon, the komets has to be done in a kli sharis. Ema mi matan kli ve'elach. Say that the Brisa means from the placement of the komets in the kli and on. Right, the Rav Shimon only would say that it's going to be good when the consecration of the komets was done in a kli sharis. They're only allowing the avodas which follow to be done in a non mekudesh kli. The Brisa therefore works even with the view of Nachman Yitzchak, who requires that it's got to be in a kli sharis. Toshima v'chachamim omrim komets ton kli sharis. The komets needs a kli sharis. Ketzad aso comes from the kli sharis. The kohen removes the komets from the kli sharis. Mekatzim a kli sharis. And he's makdish it and put in another kli sharis. Umala makdira a kli sharis. So Rishon omer, kevin shkamotzim a kli sharis. Once he did kamitza of a kli sharis, Milo Makhtir Shalom Klisharis Vadai. He can bring it up without that, and it's good enough. So the Brisa was going to Rav Shimon does not need Mukdash, even to consecrate the comments in the Klisharis. It doesn't work with that of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, who says that the comments has to be done in a Klisharis. Ema, Kirvich, you come out to the kitchen with Klisharis. No, just say the Brisa means that once you remove the comments and you use Makhtash and the Klisharis, Milo Makhtir Vadai, or you can bring it up and you can burn it on the Mizbech, and that's good enough. Therefore, like in that way, the Brisa works with the opinion of Nachman Yitzchak, which says that the Komets has to be muktash in a kli sharis. Toshima, let's bring for the brayso. Kometz b'miru v'nasa b'smalo. If the kohen did kometz with his right hand and put the kometz in his left hand, yachsi l'manu, should return it to his right hand. B'smalo, but let's say it was done in the left hand, beep, turn the page. Chof of mitz v'chisha v'leah. While to the left hand, the kohen thought about this mincha, right? Either about the kometz putting, either regarding the offering of the kometz on the mizbeach or eating the remainder. Bein chutzam koma, either his kavana was chutzam koma, bein chutzamano, puzzle, bein bokar, he says puzzle, but there is no car. So, bimino, if it's in the right hand, chishavale chutzam koma, then puzzle, bein bokar, puzzle, bein kosmo, chutzamano, pigle, bechayav, bein bokar, then it's pigle and actually chayav karis, tivri Rabbi Eliezer, for Rabbi Shimon. Those are the words of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon. Remember, if it's in the left hand and all those things happen, you have a problem. It's in the right hand, all this happen. That, I'm sorry, first of all, you won't. To this, you would have a problem. V'chamom, they say, came to us a little small, psaltum atnoso. Once he put the kometz in his left hand, he's putting over there, disqualified it from being brought. My time, what's the reason for that? Bishum deboy kedusha b'kli, because the fact that you need to be makdash it, that's also for him to be makdash the kometz in a kli. Came to us a little small, once he put it in his left hand, nasa kedam shenishvach mitzavar behem alaritzma. It's like the blood that fell off the animal's, you know, neck into onto the floor. V'asafa, then the coin gathered up. So puzzle, that case is going to be puzzle. Put your left hand, it's like the dam falling on the floor and bring it up. This implies that what? Since the Chachamim are going to say no good, they're going to pass on the Kometz that was put in the left hand because of the fact that it's like the dam that spilled before it was Mukdash in a Klisharis. This implies that Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't validate the Kometz put in the left hand, doesn't necessitate the consecration of the Kometz by putting in the Klisharis. Tiyufta of Nachman, this Naksav of Nachman, who says that Rabbi Shimon says it has to be done, Tiyufta in a Klisharis, Tiyufta in a Chametz out. Le Rabbi Yehu. Huda bereid Rabbi Chia Messiah lay this brisa that says, Rabbi Shimon, if the kometz has returned from the left hand to his right hand, that works in accordance with Rabbi Huda Rabbi Yochia, who says that according to Rabbi Shimon, when the avoda is done by hand, it has got to be done with the right hand. Let's say that this brisa that says Rabbi Shimon said that the kometz has returned from the left hand to the right, Naksav of Yane, who allows the avoda of the kometz to be done even with his belt. And certainly with his left hand. Now, that which I said, the devotee can be done with the coins, the belt, like the Tana of the Brisa regarding the burning of the fat, the chelev, who says, according to Rav Shimon, that the devotee can be done with the left hand, even with Herkli Sharis. And I said, the Brisa is not teaching two separate dinim over here. So the Tana Brisa about the burning of the Evarim, the Emurim, sorry, the Chelev, goes well with the view that Rav Shimon allows the Avodah to be done under all circumstances. So the Brisa that you brought now is going to be arguing on that. Okay, we got to set the last part of the Heilige Mishnah. Hikdir kuwum sa pamayim kshera. If you burn the kometz on the Mizbech two times, it's going to be good. I'm going to be sure and leave you. Pamayim. Two times, but not many times, right? If you divide it in two and each half was brought separately, then Micha is going to be good. But not if the kometz was divided into more than two things. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, pamayim. I feel pamayim. Even if you did it a lot, you split it. You split it, it's still going to be good. By Benai, what's going to be the difference between them? Remember, Rabbi Seri, Yish Kometz Pachos Misei Zeisim, whether there's a Kometz of less than the volume of two olives, V'yesh Akhtar Pachos HaMekizayis, and whether this idea of burning of the on the Mizbech, used to reference the Kometz, applies to less than a Kizayis. Sikibayo, that's going to be the difference. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Omar, Ein Kometz Pachos Misei Zeisim, there's no Kometz of less than the volume of two olives, V'yesh Akhtar Pachos HaMekizayis, and burning of the Mizbech, doesn't apply to less than a Kizayis. Rabbi Yochanan Zafar, there is a kometz of less than the amount of two olives, and there is a haktara. There is such a thing. And burning on the altar, on the Zbeach, does apply to less than a kezayis. Yitmar kometz v'emisai matir shirayim bachila. About the kometz, at what point is it matir, the left of the shirayim, to be eaten? Rav Chanina Omer, mishamashla boas ha'or, from when the fire catches onto it, right? That is, as soon as part of the kometz catches on fire. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, mishatatzis boas ha'or beruba, from when the fire has ignited most of it. Right, it's not enough that it's just caught on fire, but most of it has to be lit. I'm going to explain Rabbi Yochanan's reason to you. Amar Kura, the Pasuk says.
The Heilige Pasuk says, Vihini Ola Kitor Hurts Ki Kitor Kifshan. Behold, the smoke of the land rose like the smoke of the furnace. Ain Kifshan Ma'ala Kitor Achitatsi Ora Berubo. The furnace doesn't raise smoke until the fire ignites most of the fuel. Amar Ravin Barabad de la Rava, Amri Talmidach, Amar Rav Amram. The student said, the following name of Amram Tanya, we learned in a braisa about the pasuk that it is the ola that is on the pyre of the on the altar all night. And the eladvarm should darken the car of a laila. I know things whose way is to be brought at night, like the limbs and the fats. Shemalo Maktir and Mibola Shemesh, that when you bring from burn up from after sunset, and Misaklin, Maholchin, Kolalaila Kula, and they continue to be consumed throughout the entire night. Badarm Chakram the Karba Yom, Kigona Komates, things are going to be during the day, like the Komates, Vahalavona, Vakatoritz, or Mirchas Kohanim, Mirchas Kohanim, Shuach, Mirchas Sachem, Shemalo Maktir, Mibola Shemesh, they come, they want to bring them up and burn them after sunset. V'amar darkin likar b'yom, but you said that their manner of offering is by day. So how could they be brought after sunset? Ella im bo shemesh. Read the Bais is saying that one can bring them and burn them with the sunset, but that means obviously it's talking about before the sunset happens. Umis aklin mohochin kol alayla, and the karbanos whose manner was offered by day, which were before sunset, continue to be consumed throughout the entire night. Minai, where do we know this from? Tamalo, Pasuk says, Zos Torah Sa'ola, Reba. This is the law of the Ola. This is including things that are, whose manners to offer to be done after my day. I have on Boa Shemesh, Lo Mishkachas La Shetatse Or Berubo. If the carbon was brought with sunset, it's not possible that the flame would ignite mostly before the sunset. The Brisa says, considers it being properly done by the day, which goes against Rav Yochanan's thing that it's not considered having brought until most of it is ignited. It says, where lokasha, kan liklot, kan lahatir. Here the Brisa is mattering the offering with the sunset, the parts which are to be brought by day is to the acceptance of the Mizbeach, and kan lahatir. The other one, Rav Yochanan's din is pertaining to mattering it to be eaten. Lazar Masilim Abba Shemesh. Lazar taught its version of the Brisa following the sunset, like it was originally said. Umokam Lo Bepokin. And he explains that the Brisa is regarding parts of the carbon that burst off the top of the Mizbech. V'chein ki asa Rabdimi. Rabdimi Kifrim Sotabavel. Amar Bianai Bepokin. It also says it's talking about Pokin. That is when stuff gets shot off the Mizbech. Umi Amar Rav Yanai. Umi Amar Rav Yanai. Hachi Riyuri. Say if Amar Rav Yanai. Ketor Shabokam Yagabi Mizbech. Afilu Kurotin Shiba. In Machsirin or so. You don't put back the Mizbech. Even the pieces that are very chashuv. Versus Shleim V'chashuv Shiba. V'tani Rabbi Chanina bar Manyume b'debei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov asher tochel ha'esh sa'ola on Mizbeach. When the Pasuk says that which the fire will consume of the ola on the Mizbeach, ikule ola at the machzer, it's telling us that a part of the consumed parts of an ola were knocked off, you return them to the Mizbeach. V'i at the machzer ikule kitaris, but you do not return to the Mizbeach partially consumed kitaris that shot off. So how is Rav Yanai, right? You're not. How does he explain the Baisa, which discusses Ketoris, is talking about the Chiyav to return them when you don't have a Chiyav at all? What's coming to the Ketoris? Sami mikan Ketoris. Okay, you're right. Just remove the word Ketoris from the discussion. Am Rabbi Asi Kapashit. Rabbi Lozo Menachos. Rabbi Lozo was learning Menachos Boyach. He asked the following. Koimates Shesidra, in reference to a comments of the coin arranged on Mizbech, Vesidra Lavis Maracha, and he arranged the pyre on top of it. Mao, what is the din? Derech Akhtar Bekach, do we say that this is also the normal way of burning on Mizbech? O Ein Derech Akhtar Bekach, says Gemara Teku.
Bariches, yeah, Ivarin Shisidron, about the limbs that the Kohen set up on the Mizbech. Vasidir limbs of Arachim, then he put the pyre, the wood, like on top of it. Ma, what's it then? Allah eats him, Arachimano, when the Pusik says Allah eats him, Dafka Liskim, it's to be specific on top of it. Odel, my Kevin Dixiv, Kra, Achrita, Achrina, they have no Pusik says, Shatokal, Ashis, Ola, Mizbech, Ibai, Yachi, Ovid, if you want, you can do it like this. You can put the wood, the carbon on top of the wood. Ibai, Yachi, you do it the following, you flip it and put the wood on top of it. Take this as Gemara. Good question. We leave it. By Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Ivarin Shisidron B'tzidim Rachama, who was the den of the limbs that were set up on the Mizbech at the side of the Maracha, the pyre. Aliba Daman Damer Al Mamish, according to what it says, Al Mamish literally has to be on. Lo Tibayi Lach, it's not even a question. Beep, turn the page. Chavzayim off. The Ala Eitzim Ksev, the Torah says on the wood. Clearly, the Ksev can't be done by putting it on next to the pyre. What's the question? Leader my domer al besamach. What al means next to it. Meyer, what's going to be done? Achanami al besamach. Do we say also here also al means close to it, near it, and the limbs can be put alongside the pyre? Odema al eitzim dumi de al mizbeach. Ma'hotam al mamish over there means literally. Achanami al mamish teku. Says Gemara, good question. We leave it as a question. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.